From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Security Council held urgent talks on Sunday about the deadly surge of violence in Aleppo as Syrian and Russian jet fighters bombarded the rebel-controlled eastern sector of the Syrian city. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke about the situation in Aleppo.
I'm appalled by the military escalation in the city of Aleppo, which is facing the most sustained and intense bombardment since the start of the Syrian conflict.
Syria's UN envoy, Bashar al-Jafri, vowed that the Syrian government will recapture all of Aleppo, where the UN says 1.7 million people are in need of drinking water. Top member of Yemen's armed Houthi rebel movement has offered a stop attacking targets in the Saudi Arabian side of the border if Saudi-led air coalition stops bombing Houthi targets inside Yemen and lifts a blockade of the country. There was no immediate Saudi response to the proposal. The Houthis, who rose up against the government in 2014, are allied with soldiers loyal to former President Ali Abdullah Saleh. They later seized Yemen's capital Sana'a and forced the president to flee. United Nations says at least 10,000, more than half of them civilians, have been killed in the conflict. Gabon's President Ali Bongo says the country will return to normal after the Constitutional Court Friday threw out a challenge against the election results by opposition rival and veteran African diplomat Jean Ping. It allows Mr. Bongo and his family extending its half-century rule over the country. EU monitors say the court failed to rectify vote counting anomalies. This is VOA News. U.S. President